The gospel text is from John, the 10th chapter, verses 22 to 30. It's a festival of the dedication in Jerusalem, wintertime, and Jesus was walking in the temple, and the Jews gathered around to ask him questions, wondering if he was the Messiah. And Jesus replies to them that he is doing the work of his Father, and people don't believe in him because they don't belong to the sheep. And we wonder what he's referring to. The sheep business was a prominent business in Palestine during the days of Jesus' ministry. Everyone there knew what the life of the shepherd was all about and knew a lot about sheep as well. It was about caring for the sheep, the life of the shepherd, and the sheep had a good idea always of who the shepherd was. If they didn't, they were in trouble. My time with sheep was really short. I raised some bottle lambs while my dad raised the sheep. He gave me some lessons with those sheep at lambing time. If a ewe was about to lamb, Dad spent a restless night and rose often to check on the ewe. He might as well have slept in the barn with the sheep, just like a true shepherd of yore, or one of those in the Montana hills. Two things were mighty important. First, the ewe needed to get a smell and taste of the lamb, the newborn lamb. And the second was, the lamb needed to get that warm milk into their tummy. Taste and smell, both on the part of the ewe and the lamb. And once that was established, they became almost inseparable until it came time for them to be separated for good. Every once in a while, there would be a complication. And the ewe would walk off from her lamb as though she or the lamb never ever existed. Sometimes another ewe could be fooled into taking a second lamb, or a ewe that had lost her lamb would adopt this little orphan, but most often I would end up with a bottle lamb, which I didn't mind at all, because it would follow me all over the farm through the entire summer. We were inseparable. There's something about or like that in the text today. Jesus intimately knows his sheep, and they know him. He is intimately known by the Father, and he knows the Father with the same intimacy, taste and smell, and nothing there is that will break this strong bond. This is the promise. This is the promise that Jesus has, and he will walk with us forever.